welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 236 is brought to you by Ryan Crisp and Clara Cross, some of our amazing Patreon supporters. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers, Lindsay, For the Whim, Tab, and Lazy Villager Megan Leslie. This week, Nina and I are joined by Squee and Quantrell to discuss the latest results in the best item bracket. So to begin, hello Nina, how are you?
I'm doing good. I've got 1 week left in school and I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
About time. I love summer, Nina.
Yeah.
And then Quantrell, welcome back to the show.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Glad to be back.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. And then, Squee, this is your first time on the show, right?
I did call in once.
Oh, yeah.
We did call-ins. Yeah.
Oh, exciting.
Very excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, you're in for the whole show today. We've got a special one. We're going to be... technically, you know, because, you know, we sent you notes, but nobody else knows what is in the finals for this bracket.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. But before, I guess, we talk about the bracket, I thought it'd be fun to, you know, break some ice with both of you. I've got a question, Nina's got a question, and you both are, obviously, you know, you're going to answer these questions.
I'm ready.
All right, so maybe I'll kick it off here. Nina, Squee, Quantrell, my question for you is, where do you want to live in 15 years?
Oh...
Okay, ladies first.
That's a thinker. I don't plan that far ahead of my life. Squee?
Well, I've got two answers. Either wherever my children live, I'd like to stay in the same town as them. So if they take off overseas, I'll follow them. I'd like to maybe live in France. I've always wanted to go back to France. I went when I was 3, and I'd love to go back again. Either where my kids are, or France, or if France is nearby to them, France.
Even better.
Yeah.
If they end up there, then it's probably the best of both worlds, right?
Exactly. If they do the big OE, which is what we call it here, the overseas experience, where a lot of people go to Britain, particularly London, when they finish university. So if they did that, I'd only be across the channel.
Aww.
Yeah,
that's adorable.
That's fun. Love it.
Okay, so Nina, you have no answer?
I mean, I just keep, the only thing that keeps running through my head is that quote from Parks and Rec, where, like, the Werner Herzog goes, I would like to live in Florida so I can be closer to Disneyland. But I don't think I could handle the heat. So I don't know. I'd like to live in a tiny home somewhere in the woods. That would be fun.
Ooh. Like the kind that's on TV? Kind of like a giant box with a roof?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to live in a box.
That's so cute.
I do.
Okay, so like your first home on in Animal Crossing, post tent.
Yeah. Yeah, the okay. Little tiny one. Yeah.
That's cute though. I just feel like logistically for me, I know tall people live in tiny homes too, but like I don't know if I could do it.
Well, you're not invited.
I'd just Ouch. Be bummed. Both of my head everywhere. You don't have to invite me. I mean, the good thing, though, is that there's a lot of outside of that
yeah,
tiny home.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and it could have, like, a little porch outside. Or something.
Mm-hmm.
And a loft bed.
It has to have a loft bed.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
because you need safe space for your kitchen and bathroom.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Where can we All find right. you, Quantrell?
All right. Well, I own my house, so I will likely be where I'm at in 15 years. But if in a dream scenario, I would really like to go back to where I went to college at. I went to the University of Southern Mississippi. And I want to be one of those old guys who, like, go to the football games, like, every Saturday.
Awesome. Oh, fun.
Yeah, I haven't been to a game in Lord knows how long. So that's what I want to do, like, when I get to retire. Many moons from here, because teacher life.
Yeah.
Do people, what's retirement?
Never. I've
heard of this.
It's never. Mm-hmm. Because as soon as you retire as a teacher, they call you back in.
Yep.
Oh, man. Ain't that just the way?
We need subs.
Exactly. That's how they reel you in. And then be like, hey, well, could you kind of take the class for us, please?
Mm-hmm. And then someone's on maternity leave, and then you're full-time teaching again.
Boom. Yeah. That sounds like, I mean, but at that point, you know, you're going to football games every weekend at least, so.
Fortunately. Luckily, hopefully.
There you go.
Awesome. Nina, you have a question for us, right?
I do. If you were a type of light fixture, what kind would you be?
Oh, this is easy.
I'm so glad.
I think I would be string party lights.
Oh! Spoiler alert.
Oh, string party lights. You know, the best of the lights you could ever be.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I did not think of that when I was asking this question. Squee, what about you?
I would probably be one of those big pendant lights that's like made out of wood and it's all like layered pieces of wood that throws really cool designs on the wall.
That's a good one.
That's really good. Oh, man. Mine, it's such a weird one. Because it's like, I don't think people think of it as a light, but I want to be like Nintendo Switch backlight of screen so I can watch all the games we played. Hopefully it's somebody who's very active on their Switch.
So you can see people's like rage.
I guess it would have to be like handheld mode the whole time. TV light. TV backlight.
Yeah.
So I can watch all the programming on cable at all times.
Wow.
An OLED screen. Assuming,
OLED. Very nice. Hopefully I don't get too much burn-in after being on for hours and hours. But yeah, that's my hacker move. Assuming that I'll maintain some sort of consciousness.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, all bulbs die eventually.
No.
That's true.
Let's just go.
But I mean, so do people.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the group.
But I mean, like, so do people, right?
Yeah.
It's true.
If we won't escape it, Nina.
Yeah, well, I mean, the sun will inevitably burn out also.
I'm sorry.
I think the only problem, Nina, is that like we both agree on that dark point.
Yeah.
And just keep it going.
Yeah, I can hear the Debbie Downer music in the background.
There we go. Well, guess what, guys? It's May Mayhem. Let's go. Yeah.
May Mayhem. All right. We are so close to the end of May Mayhem. We've got 2 weeks left. This week, we will be going through the round three results. That means we are going to find out who the two items are. I guess what the two items are. I always refer to them as who's, I notice. What the two items are at the end of this. What items are fighting off. But we've got the top four to go through at the moment. We got not a record number of responses, but the responses have remained high up until this point. 216.
Yeah.
More than that first week, a little less than last week. Maybe people are a little disappointed with the outcomes after this last one. Of course, we still have the Plain Party Lights Arch against the Street Lamp, and then the Gyroids against the Leaf Piles. And we're going to find out which two are moving on from here. So it should be very fun to see how this ends. And then I guess A little bit of a spoiler, Squee and Quantrell are here for a very specific reason. They may or may not already know what the final items are. I'll get into it here. The first thing we have to talk about is gyroids versus leaf piles. I have said it, I've been doing this the whole time. We start with the biggest gap here. Mm-hmm. And this one proved to be the biggest gap for the week. 63.9% to 36.1%. So a very clear winner in this category.
And in my head, too.
Yeah, it's true. Quantrell, I'm interested. Who did you vote for in this round?
I voted for the gyroids. I'm not I need leaf piles all over my place because they do the leafy thing or whatever. I just voted for the gyroids, but not this week.
Yeah,
Oh, crap.
No, that's okay. That's okay. So I'm interested. So gyroids in general, what do you like about them?
Oh, me? I don't like them at all.
Oh.
I don't like them at all.
But you don't like them at all more than leaf piles.
Yeah.
I got you.
I have no use for leaf piles.
Was there an item on that side of the bracket that you would have voted for?
I would have to see the bracket again in order to tell you. I don't remember like my first round and second round.
No, that's okay. Okay, so the right side of the bracket has gyroids, puppy plushie, garden wagon, Nova Light, froggy chair, kid's tent, leaf piles, and the pocketbook.
Oh, the best thing over there was the kid's tent.
Okay. Ooh. That got pretty far.
Yeah. So, devastation for you then last week with that losing out to leaf piles.
Yeah, I definitely voted for kid's tent in that vote. I'm about to say election. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever. In that
election, voting.
I voted for kid's tent.
Yeah, we are voting for the mayor of Haken at this moment.
The president.
President of Haken. Kids Tent, though, strong performance taking out the froggy chair.
That's right.
Did you cheer when that happened?
I did, because I've never liked the froggy chair either.
Wow.
I like the memes, but I didn't really like, I didn't like the fart chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes sense. All right. Well, it shouldn't be too obvious who Quantrell voted for. At
Hot takes.
But, there's still some mystery to it. Not going to lie. All right. I guess I should ask you too, Squee. What was your vote on this one?
The gyroids versus leaf piles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely had to go gyroids. Mm. I like leaf piles. I'm not going to lie. I have several on my island right now. I don't like how square they are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that puts me off. I love everything about them, but they just don't look as organic as I'd like them to look, especially if you put them on the paths. It was an easy choice for me.
I'm
a big gyroids fan.
Yeah. Okay. Aside from, I guess, the gyroid vote here, let's ask you too, what was your favorite on that side of the bracket? There was gyroids, puppy plushie, garden wagon, Nova Light, froggy chair, kids tent, leaf piles, and pocketbook.
This side of the bracket was hard. There's a lot of really good items in here that I really like. I'm a big fan of pocketbook. That was definitely on my top 10. I don't remember everything I put on my top 10, but I know that was on there because I love it so much. Leaf piles, they're okay. Kids tent, big fan of that too. Have several of those. They're very cute. When we see them in real life, my kids are like, look, Mom, kids tent. which is really cute. The froggy chair, I got to confess, I haven't played many of the previous games, so I didn't have that attachment to the froggy chair. I do like the whole froggy aesthetic that's very popular on Instagram. I was keen for it when it came in. I was like, yeah, they finally got it. And then I sat on it, and it didn't make any noise. And I was like, oh, okay, well, What's even the point of you? So that was hands down. And I'm not a big fan of the Star series. I was really initially, but they got so overdone. And then Celeste never gave me any of those patterns for so long, so I couldn't get them. So by the time I could make them, I was well over it.
Okay.
Nova Light versus Garden Wagon. That was hard because I'm not a big fan of the Garden Wagon either. I do really like the puppy plushie, the one that's like a light brown and white.
Yeah.
I had one of those outside my house for a long time, and I call it Lemon. That's my little pet dog. I don't know why I call it
that's
Lemon.
That's so sweet. That was the name of my new leaf mare.
Oh, cute.
Small world.
So, yeah, this side of the bracket had a lot of items that I like, whereas the other side, not as many. So it's been really interesting.
Yeah. I really like that you pointed out the pocketbook. Another one that took the loss to leaf piles. Both of you had an item that was taken out by that one.
I was surprised. I got to say, I thought pocketbook would win versus leaf piles because it's new. And we haven't been able to sit down and read books like our villagers.
Yeah.
And it was a surprise because no one knew it was coming and it was hidden in the raffle. It's just, I was floored when I got it. I was so excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a hard item to come by. And I think we noticed too, Nina, you pointed out that like a lot of the wall hanging items, things like carpets and wallpapers probably didn't show up on people's lists too often.
Right.
There were definitely, I feel, some items that were easier to overlook in the pocketbook. Sorry, I've been playing so much Pocket Camp lately, Quantrell.
As if I. I need to scavenge these gyroids.
I need to just keep getting platinum points from Nintendo is what I need. I keep spending them all. Unfortunately, it's one that's like easily overlooked because it is a bit of a hidden item, I'd say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've walked around it for quite a bit. I guess I should tell you who is moving on to the next round here. With 63.9% of the vote, the winner of this round is Gyroids.
Yeah. So
our very first finalist, Gyroids. In the running to be one of the best items, not one of the best items. It's already one of the best.
Did you vote for Gyroids, too?
I totally disagree.
Oh, no!
We will get there, Quantrell. We will get there. My vote, I voted for Gyroids, yes. Mm-hmm. I like the little guys. I think they're cute. I think they have a nice new design to them. Okay, let's move on to the other side of the bracket. This was the closer race of the two, and this is the light theme. Once again, we've got the plain party lights arch versus the street lamp. Pretty tight race on this one, 56.5% to 43.5%. So not a huge win over the other, but definitely a victor to be named here. And Squee, I'm going to start with you this time. Which do you prefer on this one?
Hands down, the plain party lights arch. I really like it. I'm not a massive fan of the street lamp. It doesn't go with my island's aesthetic. I've tried to have like a town kind of island. It's not me. And as as I think it was it Nebula last time said, the thinness of the wood is really refreshing. Like it doesn't take up lots of visual space, and it goes with the woodsy kind of feel of my island. It's so cute. I have at least two of them on display on my island right now.
That's great. Yeah, I guess when I think about it, I've got a couple on mine as well. So I guess then, You mentioned earlier you had a little bit less interest on this side of the bracket. What were some of them that stuck out to you here? And just for the listeners, this side of the bracket had the Mush Lamp, the Pergola, the Plain Party Lights Arch, Lucky Cat, Crescent Moon Chair, Lighthouse, Elephant Watering Can, and Street Lamp.
Is this me again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I agree with Nina with the pergola. The legs are just way too chunky. It just looks blocky and awkward. The lucky cat, I just feel nothing about. It's meh. Like, I did it to complete making it. That's it. I don't have any, like, I mean, it's cool that you can make the gold one, I guess. But no, I'm not really attached to it at all. Crescent Moon Chair, see previous comments about Nova Light. I like it. Initially, I was like, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen. But I very quickly kind of got bored with the pastels. Lighthouse is okay. You've got to have one. But again, it's like, it doesn't do anything. the elephant watering can. Now, I have a story about this. Oh. Two stories, actually. So, immediately fell in love with it when I first found it on my island. Was obsessed with it. I actually, we'd made a little watering club when the news that other people watering your flowers increased the sparkles and you got better hybrids. So through Haken, I was invited to join a little watering club. And 2 years later, we still talk. And we're, like, these are people I just met randomly, and we used to go to everyone's island every day and all water each other's flowers, and we all had to have the elephant watering can. It was like our thing. So we actually made little outfits, like wand outfits, that said, like, watering club.
Oh my gosh.
And we had this outfit that you had to wear. You had to have the flower glasses and you had to have the vine-covered helmet. And like, it was this whole thing. And it's we've become really close friends. And it's really cool. We've seen each other through divorces and house moves. And I have a real fond spot for the elephant watering can.
That's adorable.
This is amazing. This is so – these are things that – I'm just so happy that people are getting together and doing this on Haken. It's amazing.
It's so cool. I've never been part of a community that's this wholesome and amazing. And I've seen an elephant watering can in real life. And I'm pretty sure everyone around me... No, it was not for sale. It was at a school. And so I couldn't really steal it, but I did take a photo of it. And everyone around me thought I had gone insane because I was, like, losing my mind over this kid's watering can.
Listen. I've borrowed an amp from a friend's church, and they don't have it still.
Oh my god.
Are you allowed to do that?
So, like, you know what? Taking little watering cans from children should be okay.
Oh my god.
Well, I feel a lot better now about contemplating.
Yeah, really.
So I'm looking on Amazon, and they definitely exist in real life. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, so it's this thing in Japan when kids are born or when they reach a certain age, the government like gives you this little kit of stuff, and this is what is in Animal Crossing. It's like the star net, the elephant watering can. And I think the little chair, maybe the one that does make the wee squeaky noise when you sit down on it. And
what?
Like, there's all these items in Animal Crossing. I had no idea till one day a friend came round, and she's half Japanese, and she was like, oh my god, that's just like the ones when I was a kid. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, we all get given these when we're babies in Japan.
That's incredible.
It's amazing. So there's all this nostalgia built into the game that those of us who aren't from Japan are missing out on, and it was so cool to learn about it.
Wow.
I'm so jealous right now. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Watering can facts.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. Watering can facts. Perfect.
It's the new bracket facts.
Yeah. Well, those are both incredible stories. Love it. Elephant watering can should have gone farther now. I mean, up against Street Lamps, which has made it into the semifinals. So
I don't understand honestly.
No.
All right. Quantrell.
Nina's heart.
I'm sorry, Nina. I know you love the street lip. I'm sorry.
I love them too. I love them too. All right. Let's get out of here. Quantrell, street lamps versus plain party lights arch. Which way did you go?
Plain party lights arch. The best item in this bracket, the entire bracket.
Tell me about it. Why are they the best? Why are they? Why?
Oh wait. Oh, so we're getting into this as opposed to the debate.
I just wanted to know, like, why them over the street lamps? How do you feel about the street lamps?
Okay, I can look out my window and see a street lamp, and it's cool, but it doesn't. Dude, I'm not moved. It's not art. It's just a thing so I can see the sidewalk. Meanwhile, that party light arch, easily one of the best things they added in the 2.0 update.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it has party in it. So.
And who doesn't love a good party?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Then I guess we should ask you too. Any items that stuck out on this left side of the bracket for you? Once again, that was the mush lamp, pergola, plain party lights arch, lucky cat, crescent moon chair, lighthouse, elephant watering can, and street lamp.
If it wasn't for that stupid little door, I would have voted lighthouse through this thing.
Yeah.
But that little door reminds me of that scene in Zoolander when it was like, "What is this? A school for ants?"
Yeah.
No, you can just turn it around.
That door, yes, you can. But I know it's there.
I feel that.
So, because of the door, party lights arch takes the cake.
Mm-hmm.
I getcha. They should have made a bigger door.
You should have made a bigger door. Story.
Whereas you can perfectly walk through the party lights arch.
You can.
Yeah. Put it right there next to Cap'n.
It's bigger than the door on the lighthouse.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess I should tell you who won. So the plain party lights arch versus street lamp. Once again, 56.5% versus 43.5%. And with 43.5%, I guess we're going to have to say goodbye to street lamp. Street lamp.
Devastated
as well, Nina. Plain party lights arch is here in the finals, next to gyroids. Nina, I want to talk about this street lamp.
Look, who doesn't love a party? Me. I don't like parties.
Nina, certified party pooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. White I'm here. Die, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Except for street lamp light bulbs.
I disagree.
I honestly thought.
Look, it's gas powered. It's never gonna go out.
That's perfect. I honestly thought street lamps were gonna take the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I guess both of you would have been devastated by that. If they ended up being the best item ever.
Obviously, I don't even know. I was surprised it even made it into the bracket itself.
Wow.
I was too.
Wow. Like they just.
This is why it helps, Nina, to have people on here so we can gain some perspective.
Yeah, we're the odd man out, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's clear. Obviously, the vote went in plain party lights arch favor, so the majority of people definitely prefer plain party lights arch to street lamp. So
as they should.
I was surprised. Yeah. I was honestly surprised to see this one get kicked out once again. I think I was at the point where I was like, all right, I'm rooting for street lamps to make it to the end. But
wow.
Yeah. It's over. Path is done.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Nope.
Throw the whole bracket away.
we're redoing this. It's clearly this was rigged. The whole thing has to get redone all over again.
Even though we're the ones that created it.
Apparently, we done something wrong along the way. So yeah.
Well, there could be a third place between street lamp and leaf piles.
I guess there could. We'll make a fun little vote there for the third place one,
which would be Nina versus Chewy.
Yeah.
I'll add that as a little bonus one in the finals, so you all can pick your third place winner. So it'll be fun to get a top three here. But that said, I guess I will say the final vote is currently open. I'll have to add that Street Lamp versus Leaf Piles vote for everybody to do that. So it should be there by the time the recording is out, of course. So ignore everything I just said. Just vote. Vote for first place. Vote for third place. That's basically what your vote is right now. And second and fourth will get determined by those votes. So, yeah. Check the description once again to see how see where you can vote, and make sure you get those votes in. Once again, we've had a great response from everybody, 216 votes this time around. Let's see if we break the record, which I think was 232 last week. Let's see if we can get more votes than that. Gyroids versus Plain Party Lights Arch. I don't know who's going to win at this point. I am surprised at how this went already. There's definitely some surprises along the way, but yeah, we're here at the end. Next week we'll reveal the winners, but
I can't believe once again it.
Squee and Quantrell are here for a very specific reason. They both of them just happened to type in our Discord in the bracket chat both of these finalists. One of them went for the Plain Party Lights Arch. You could probably guess who at this point. And one of them went for Gyroids. And if you've guessed who was the Plain Party Lights Arch already, then you know who's going for Gyroids. But both of you just... I'm amazed. I'm honestly amazed that you both listed the exact items. And opposite of each other as well. The exact items that were in the finals. So
we're visionaries.
Yeah. It's like you knew. It's like you knew who was going to be at the end here. So I'm going to open up the floor to both of you to make your arguments. I guess it's a good time to reveal here. Squee, you have voted for Gyroids.
I'm pretty sure she voted for one Gyroid in particular.
A very specific Gyroid, which was also the most popular Gyroid, right?
Yeah, because it's the Beast.
The Beast. I love it. And Quantrell, you voted for Plain Party Lights Arch.
Best item in the bracket.
Wow.
Best item in the bracket. Both of you are convinced 100% that these are your items are the best. So I'm going to open it up to you to make your arguments. I will allow rebuttals, but please give the person, you know, their time to speak, make their full case for their item, and then we'll see how it devolves from there. The notes literally say Squee and Quantrell fight. So
we did not prepare them for this, by the way.
No, it's all spur of the moment. It's just happening.
Born ready.
All right, Squee, what is your argument for Gyroids to take the final spot here? Be crowned the best item.
The best? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, where to start? I literally have a list here. The first thing is, Gyroids are not just a single item. There are 36 different variations of Gyroids, 35 of which are customizable with a minimum of 4 colors each, up to 6 in some cases. I can't do that maths. That is a whole lot of items. It's just bonkers. If there's not one Gyroid in all of those that melts your heart, you must be dead inside. They are amazing. They got a complete redesign. No one else, no other item gets an entire room dedicated to it in our houses. Like, honestly, who has not got an attic full of Gyroids right now? It was the first thing I did was cleared my attic. And I just started putting them up on the wall in order that I received them. And aww, it is mayhem in there. I've got them all going. Sometimes I just log in and I just sit there with this room and I just listen to the music they make. It's amazing. I just can't even wrap my head around how they managed to sync up all of those sounds in such a way that it makes a song. It's just mind-blowing. And they are free. Gyroids are free. You can just get them wash up on your island. When it rains, they appear the next day. It gives you a reason to log in every day. One, to check if it's raining. And two, to check if it rained yesterday. And they just give them to you. You have to pay Nook miles for the plain party light arch. And those are in hot demand these days because it's a lot harder to earn them because we've all done all those tasks.
That's true.
Gyroids have their own tab in Nook Shopping. You can go and see exactly which ones you've got. You don't have to type anything in because we all know that's painful. There's just a section for them. Does Plain Party Lights Arch have its own section? No, it does not. Gyroids work indoors and outdoors. And by work, I mean they work. They go with everything. There is every color under the sun. And they fit with so many different themes. You've got pastels. You've got neutrals. You've got crazy colors. You've got jingly, shiny Christmas ones. You've got the guy that looks like those blow-up guys outside the oil changes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's something for everyone.
There's even one that's, like, horribly depressed.
Yeah. And then there's the dog one. There's the blobfish one. And, of course, upsy-daisy gyroid. The squeakoid itself, the best ever. And they're not just, there's not rare specific ones. Now, if you know me at all, you'll know that I created a whole survey on the internet to try and find out which ones were rarer than others. And it turns out that there seems to be some sort of individual seed on each one, person's island of which ones are going to be rarer for you. But other people get a different seed. So it just makes it so much more interesting to try and collect them all because some of them are rarer for you. You've got to get out there and hunt for them. It took me, honestly, weeks to get the squeakoid. It was like one of the last few that I had not collected. Wow. And it kept me going the whole time for months. I was so excited every day when I didn't find it because that meant I had another day where I might get that anticipation. So, I mean, no hipster wedding item is going to bring you that. It's right up there with mason jars. Come on. It's played out.
Wow.
And that is my argument.
Strong words.
Well played.
Very, yes.
I'm ready for you to decimate it, Quantrell.
If only I had typed all of that stuff down. Okay, well, before I make an argument for the lights, let me make an argument against the gyroids.
Ooh.
Ooh, all right. Okay.
She said they are versatile. I remember. They are not. No one has ever made a room and said, this room is awesome. Well, it's missing one thing. What is it missing? Oh, a fartoid.
A fartoid.
It's just a random thing you throw into the corner that just makes a bunch of noise. It doesn't add.
I disagree. Completely. I have designed entire rooms around them.
Yes, you have to design an entire room around them because you can't add them to the room to be the thing, the cherry on top. You have to be like, well, how do I make this ugly thing work?
No.
Oh, no.
Secondly, the only reason people like them is because they were redesigned. The first set of gyroids that they had for the first four games were nothing but things you would sell. Because they were so ugly and they went with nothing.
I distinctly recall Chewie saying that he needed gyroids to come back and he desperately wanted them in previous episodes. There was huge hue and cry on the internet saying we need to bring back gyroids. It was like the number one thing people wanted for 2.0.
Yeah, only because it was missing. If it was in there 1.0, people would just sold it for their 800 bells just like they did before.
I've never sold a single gyroid in my life.
You've never sold? I sold them all. In fact, I hated rainy days because I was like, I've got to dig them things up tomorrow. Yes, I've never been able to use those things outside of saying I'm going to make a gyroid room. They're just noisemakers, and I could do without noisemakers.
But you can turn them off, and then they don't make any noise, but they still look cute.
Well, if you turn them off, do they serve a point?
Yes,
they're like
they
a froggy
cute.
Chair with no frogginess.
Oh my gosh.
This is the beast.
That's a tough rebuttal. Not gonna lie.
Wow. Quantrell coming in hot, using up his rebuttal first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just there. Like I said, the original, they're here now because they look way better than they did before. Even I can admit that they look better than before, but they're still pretty useless, and you still take a whole lot of work to get them to work with anything you have, other than making like a kid court child room.
Wow.
You couldn't put them in your kitchen. What does it do in your kitchen?
Brewster, it definitely
Wait, it
goes
you
in your
cook
kitchen.
Things.
That's a good point. Very good point.
So, on the other hand, the lights are definitely versatile.
Oh, okay, we're going into your argument.
Or inside.
Oh.
Who's got the space inside to put three whole squares aside for a light?
You can put it right behind a bed.
Oh.
Like you put it against the wall, and then you put the bed right there behind it, and now you have like a pretty light arch right above your bed.
Oh.
But then your bed's not up against the wall. There's a big awkward gap that you could fill with gyroids.
Well, I could just put those in the trash.
I actually think gyroids under party lights sounds like an excellent idea.
Oh, that's a way to ruin the party lights.
Oh.
Ruin the party lights.
Oh, you're so harsh.
No. No, but the party lights, like I said, you can use them inside. You can use them in a bedroom or in your living room, kind of as a. There is something that would make a room look much better as an accent. Or you can put it outside. You have yourself a little outside party area with tables and where you would dance or have a band. Or it just looks. It's just way more useful in setting a vibe or a tone than gyroids.
Mm.
And they're functional because it's light.
They are light.
Which will burn out eventually from what I've been told. So, not only do they look nice, but they are functional. And how you say that gyroids are, they're free? They're free because they're not worth buying. Meanwhile, these party lights cost Nook Miles because, as capitalism goes, supply and demand. Those lights are so hot, they're worth buying. Meanwhile, gyros just wash up on the beach. It's like, nobody wants it. They threw their trash in the ocean and it landed on your beach.
Awesome. Okay,
so,
okay.
Party lights, everybody.
All right. May I rebut?
All right. Yeah, we will allow a rebuttal from Squee here.
Party light, Arch. You're only going to get like, what, maybe two max. That's why they're Nook Miles items. Most of those items, you're only going to get one or two, sprinkle them around, then you're done. There's four customizations, and they're all pretty much the same, just different colors of wood. There's no excitement there. There's no joy. Like, you put it down, it looks cute. I voted for them. I don't not like the plain party lights arch. I'm a big fan. But there's only so much you can do with them. You put them up, you walk through them, oh well. But gyroids keep you playing every day so that you can collect them all. It's like Pokemon inside Animal Crossing. It's two games for one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they keep you going to the roost so that you can earn the Brewster gyroid. I mean, you've got to go, what, 60 times, 50 times? That shows 51. Some like dedication, not just like, oh, I bought it on the Nook stop and then I waited until the next day and then it's done.
Good point. Awesome. You both have made some very strong arguments for each item. Very, very strong rebuttals for sure. lots of things for people to consider, I think. Definitely a lot for them to, you know, just take your time, everyone. Take your time. Listen to these thoughts. Listen to your heart. Find out which one is the best item. We're going to find out next week. I am so excited to see how this goes.
Me too.
Look into the light.
Look into your heart and you'll find the love for John.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, I guess before we close out, let's hop over into Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here on the show. This week's question was, would you rather have no control over where your villagers move in and live, or no control over who moves out? So a little bit of a challenge here. In or out? Which one do you want to, you know, really take over? And Quantrell, I know you answered this earlier, but I removed yours because you were here.
I'm here.
What do you think?
Okay. I would much rather have control over who moves in. See, I am a... Well, what's going on? Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I'm saying this right. All right. I autofill my spots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... It doesn't matter who comes in. If it's a mouse, it's a gorilla, it's a, what you call it, doesn't matter. Because to me, there's only 8 personalities anyway, so you're just replacing different skins.
Mm-hmm.
But I need control over where they live, because I, like most of us, have played New Leaf and found it so annoying when somebody would move on top of a path or in an area where you're trying to design something, and they would just get in the way, and then the person who you want to move never moved. So that's how my how Carlos became my biggest enemy, because Carlos would never move in New Leaf, and I needed that area for the police station. So who comes in and out doesn't bother me one bit, but I need to know, I need to be able to control where they go.
I gotcha. Well, Squee, what do you think here?
Now on this, Quantrell, we can agree. I also need to control who moves in. I do a mixture of autofill versus amiibo versus villager hunting. I only have a few spaces, you know, available, because there's a lot of villagers I'm just not willing to part with. Obviously, Molly is my favorite ever villager.
Aww.
And she's one of my starter three, you know, not the two that you start with, but the three you build the starter houses for. And she's still here. She's still in her starter house. Very excited to redesign it. That was really cool when I was able to finally do that for her.
Mm-hmm.
But she can't leave. She's not allowed to leave. She has to stay. So I picked the lesser of two evils, where I don't get any control over who moves in, but once I love you, you stay on my island.
I love it. So back to your very opening icebreaker question, you in 15 years you're gonna live wherever Molly is.
Yep, there Molly and my children.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
And if you really love her, you give her some party lights.
They don't go with her, is they?
I love it. I love it. All right, Nina, should we go back and forth on these answers?
Sure.
All right, you can kick us off.
Okay, the first one's from Nikki Stars, who says, no control over who moves out. Having a villager house destroy a layout is so frustrating, and working around them in such a limited space is very difficult. Having new villagers move in is honestly such a treat. You get to make a new friend every time someone replaces your old one. Sure, it's sad to see them go, but the best Animal Crossing friendships are the ones that unexpectedly surprise you with how much you fall in love with them. Shout out to Lucky. I never cared for him until he randomly moved into my island, and I didn't expect to be so sad when I let him move away.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah, I love when you make a new friend like that.
Yeah, the unexpected ones are the best.
Mm-hmm. Portgas said, I would rather have no control over where villagers move in. Yes, it can be quite annoying, but having your favorite villager move out is devastating. It has made me not want to play the game for a while. In Wild World, villagers ask you to move every second day, and that was just stressful for me to keep all my faves.
Oof.
Yeah, it definitely was a system that was very brutal in the early games, so I understand coming from that perspective for sure.
Mm-hmm. Quantrell, Squeed, you guys want to read some?
Sure, I'm in.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead, Quantrell, first.
All right, Toadette. Hi, Toadette. That's a very, very, That's a very, very tough one. But I have to go with no control over where villager moves in, as I can always try to work around that a bit more. When a villager I love leaves too soon, and I don't have an amiibo of that one, there's no way to save things unless I'm lucky and find the villager again. This counts especially if I need the villager's photo. I'm still salty I let Phoebe go with no pick and no amiibo of hers, so thinking about that probably helped me make my decision.
Oh. Yeah, I know a lot of people who don't let villagers move away unless they've gotten the photo.
Or yeah. Multiples of the photo, in my case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I still regret letting Simon leave without getting his photo.
Oh.
I know you really like Simon.
I do.
You sort of, yeah, I didn't used to like him, but you brought me around on Simon. He's okay.
Yeah, he definitely was a surprise for me. He stayed in Kill Hall, like, the whole time.
It's funny, because he was on my hit list for a while. I was like, you gotta go, buddy.
Now we've just got to get you both to love Rasher.
No.
not for him.
No.
So Summon Sloth says, I'd rather the villagers move in whenever and give me more incentive to change up the design of the island. Sorry, whenever. So Summon Sloth's a fan of the just move in wherever you like.
I liked this feature in New Leaf. I liked having to change up my island. It kept you on your toes, I think.
Mm-hmm. I feel it's like with the ability to do so much in the exterior in New Horizons, I feel like it's an opportunity to give people more of like a taste of the gameplay there, you know, because I know a lot of people aren't really too into the design aspect and maybe struggled with New Horizons because of that. But if there were just like constantly things getting in your way and you'd have to rework spaces, I think that's kind of the incentive to play with that feature more, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I kind of go Team Summon Sloth here. All right. I think you are next, Nina.
Am I? Okay. Sasha 505 says, I would rather have no control over who moves in and who moves out. Sure, it would be tough if one of my favorite villagers move out, but it's still better than having a villager move in on top of my favorite flowers or right in front of a bridge. That's how enemies are made.
Amen. Get out of the way.
Yeah. That's tricky. That is tricky. I can see both sides.
Mm-hmm. I will say, with New Leaf, there was one really annoying thing that would happen specifically with them moving next to a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that I had a villager who moved next to a bridge, and then I was like, I guess it is kind of in the way. I'll try moving the bridge. I moved that bridge. I deleted it, moved it. But then I was like, actually, I don't like this as much. I'm going to move the bridge back. But it would not let me move the bridge there anymore because their house was there. And I was like, then how did they put their house there? Why? How could they put their house there in the first place if it was going to be too close to the bridge?
That's true.
But now I can't put the bridge there because it's going to be too close to the house. That double specifically. Standards. Yeah, exactly. Mm. I'm like, that discrepancy right there. I'm like, all right, this is broken. Fix it.
It's interesting. I wonder what the Instagram aesthetic kind of thing that's happened with Animal Crossing, with New Horizons, sorry. I wonder if that would have gone down a different path if we had the ability to place the villagers' homes where we wanted them. I because we have a lot of control on New Horizons by the sounds of it compared to the previous games. And I think that's shaped a lot of the way that we've, as a collective, have played it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be as curated.
Yeah, I'm sure they added it because so many people complained about designing a thing, an area or whatever, and then they just plop their house right in the middle of it and ruin
it. Yeah, yeah, and on hybrids and stuff.
Devastating if it just turned up in the middle of your Blue Roses patch.
Yeah.
That's happened to some people, so I understand the pain there. So Care Bear said, "This was a tough one. I think in the end, I'd rather have no control over where new villagers move in. Once my island design is done, there is little incentive to change it, but with new houses popping up in random spots, it forces me to work into a new design, kind of like solving a puzzle. Seems like that would do more to keep the game fresh, and ultimately, I would prefer that to the constant worry that one of my favorite villagers will skip town without warning." Yeah, the fear of just losing your best friend is just too overwhelming, you know?
You gotta, I hear you, gotta... Pancho.
Yeah,
Pancho, have been there, lived with it, lived through it. Yeah, I feel like every Animal Crossing player needs that experience of losing their best friend.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, no, I'm with him.
I think it's a key part to understanding the game.
I think it's part of what makes me hesitant to actually play New Leaf. I have it. I started it. I've played a couple days. But I don't want to get attached to anyone because they could just up and leave. It might break my heart.
I think it's a little less prevalent in New Leaf. It can still happen. I will say that. But I think the first games were especially bad about that.
Yeah, the first game cared nothing for your feelings.
You had to grow some tough skin on that one.
All right, it's on me now, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Izzy Lamb says, "Well, I'm slowly working on having an all-cat island without the use of any amiibo cards and relying solely on campsite visits and mystery tours. So far, I have Cat, Tabby, Raymond, and Pearl. So, if they could move away whenever they would... that would negatively impact my plans. So I guess I will have to settle with my villagers picking where you put their house."
Wow.
It's a good point. If you're really going for something specific, that's probably going to ruin your plans very easily.
Yeah. Oh, I've never done an all animal, like certain species island. That sounds like it could be really fun.
I think so.
All cat would be the easiest, from what I remember. There's 34 or something cats.
Wow.
The most amount of any species. So you're more likely to find cats when you go... No. It's the other way around. If you're specifically hunting for a particular cat, it's the hardest to get.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get easier as you collect more cats. True. But what would be impossible is an all octopus island.
Oh, and it would be impossible.
Literally not enough, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Nebula said, "Hard to pick because I love aspects of both, but I have to go with no control over where folks move in. As much as I miss the extreme emotional damage of someone moving out unannounced or against your advice, the challenge of working around a poorly placed plot is so fun and makes you see your space in a new way. Plus, it's a good way to make enemies. I will never forgive Tushu for plopping down right in front of a beach ramp, perfectly in the center of the route I took to retail, and acting like we were friends or something. I was disappointed we didn't at least have the option to let it be random in New Horizons." Yeah, an option would have been a good idea. If we could choose, you know, do we want to let complete chaos reign or retain control over things?
I love it. Acting like we're friends.
Look, I am not on the tutu train either, so I totally get this.
It's a tutu train.
That's so perfect. It's too perfect. That just put me on the tutu train.
All right. Kanuki says, I have no control over who moves out. Then I would have to, if I had no control over who moved out, then I would have to potentially say goodbye to Poppy or Shep. And I don't think I'm mentally prepared to do that. So in this case, I would let villagers move wherever they wanted. I actually sort of miss this concept because it really forced you to be creative with your paths and decorating. Plus, it would be cool if villagers had preferences on where they lived on your island. Like Maple the bear might want to live where there are lots of trees, and Cherry the dog might want to live closer to more urban sorts of items. That's so interesting. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's a mechanic that they play with a little bit in Cozy Grove and Littlewood. Where characters just have their preferences. In Cozy Grove, it's kind of like your pets and items have their preferences of what they like to be grouped with. So it would definitely add a lot of fun to it to me.
That'd be cool then if like your town was super urban or super woodsy, then only certain types of villagers would be moving there.
That would be cool. I like that.
Yeah.
No, you're going to move where I tell you.
Yeah. All right, everybody. For any patrons listening, next week's question is going to be, when do you feel your New Horizons island is done/complete? Like, when are you just like, you're done with it? You're finished. Your island is finished. It's over. You can move on. When is that? I don't know. All right, everybody. Well, Quantrell, Squee, it was wonderful to have both of you here. Is there anything...
For the invite.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Of course. And I don't know if you both have anything you want to plug or any message you want to send out there.
I'd love to plug the party Archites.
And I'd just like to say Gyroids for president.
Oh, with a little badge.
Oh, it's so cute. All right. Perfect. Perfect. I think, everybody go out and vote. Go out. Make sure you take it. Yeah. Take into account. Yeah. Ride the tutu train over to the polls right now and get those votes in. It's a huge week next week. The best item getting crowned right here. Amazing.
Ah, final week.
Yeah. And thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including our lovely guests, Quantrell and Squee. And of course, Nina and I are there too. And if you want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers in the Haken Islander Corner, head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, If you're listening on YouTube, would you rather have no control over where your villagers move in and live, or no control over who moves out? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
See you all next time.